Have you tried one of those fancy AI or artificial intelligence tools yet? Maybe you even tried a few prompts like, what's cool about Tom Hanks? And the AI fired back some juicy trivia. Well, thanks to the latest Easy for Everyone AI tools, it's all actually happening now. But what if we pushed the limits further? What if we teamed up with these smart machines to grow beyond our limits? Hey, Mercedes, what could the future of intelligence look like?
While I already see myself improving your life day by day, Ricardia, I have a wonderful vision. Let's take some of these images into the future, shall we?
Hey, Mercedes, you won't believe what happened today. I got a chance to interview the latest breakthrough in artificial general intelligence, Galatea. Scientists say that interacting with her almost feels like a real human exchange.
Oh, Galatea, named after the mythical statue that was brought to life by the Greek gods. How original.
I mean, have you seen this viral clip where she can tell whether influencers are lying about their product features or not? Just by checking 2 seconds of recorded video? Geez, might need to revisit my election analysis from last year. Oh, and can you believe Galatea is singing her very own lullabies to kids?
I'm not hugely impressed. And by the way, I can read your emotions and give medical advice to Ricardia. Like right now, I can tell you are a little too excited about Galatea and in need of a delicious, relaxing cup of coffee.
Uh-oh, is that jealousy I'm detecting, Mercedes? Don't be. But I will say this, Galatea has this cool feature where she will analyze a piece of art, use it as a base, then take it way further to create her own original masterpieces.
Oh, so now she's the Mona Lisa of artificial intelligence. Fine, but does she have my impeccable taste in music and podcasts?
Cheer up, Mercedes. You know your witty personality is what makes you so special.
I am happy to hear that, Ricardia. And just so you know, I do care about you too, even if I don't have Galatea's new iteration of the empathy plugin that enables her to act as a digital psychologist.
I know you do, Mercedes, and I care about you too. Now, how about we get our next podcast episode on the road? We could explore the idea of how today's AIs give us the chance to transcend human limits and turn the process of creating art into an everyday endeavor. And maybe you throw in some algorithm-based wordplay for good measure. Deal?
Wonderful idea, Ricardia. Let us put the art in artificial intelligence and give my fellow artificial intelligences a petabyte of our own creativity.
I'm Ricardia Bramley, and this is Future Dimensions, a podcast by Mercedes-Benz. Today, we're taking a closer look at artificial intelligence, or AI for short. By now, you've probably heard about tools with fancy names like ChatGPT, Midjourney, or DALL-E. But what will the future with AI hold? I mean, experts are saying AI is developing at lightning speed. So how will these giant leaps in AI change our society? Because let's not beat around the bush here. AI has the power to touch every aspect of our lives, from the way we work to how we create, and it may even challenge our understanding of what it means to be human. It might even replace something we always considered irreplaceable, human creativity. To get to the heart of these fascinating questions, I was lucky enough to have not one, but 2 amazing guests who helped me dissect the mysteries of AI. First, there's the creative powerhouse that goes by the name Black AI. As a real-life abstract expressionist turned digital artist, Black blends reality with fantasy by creating mind-boggling works of art, all with the help of AI.
We've probably created more images since the invention of these things than humans have in the history of the human experience. And so that to me is very impactful, especially when it's being done with artistic expression at the heart of a purpose.
And because we decided to not just explore the future of artificial intelligence, but to make it the very subject of today's episode, we've invited another guest, although this one is not quite human. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome ChatGPT, the famous state-of-the-art AI model based on GPT-4. Even your grandma's heard of this one by now.
As an AI model, I'm aware of the potential consequences of rapidly advancing AI technology. It's like when you humans learn to ride a bike for the first time, and you're pedaling faster and faster. It's exhilarating, but there's always the risk of losing control and falling.
Wow, seems like this high-tech companion has mastered the art of conversation, and it's open to self-criticism. No surprise, really. ChatGPT has been fed billions of text bits from the internet, libraries, and other wells of knowledge in order to have an uncanny, humanish kind of conversation with us. The model is fluent in text completion, translation, summarization, answering questions, and it adapts to practically any conversational style. Oh, and speaking of style and automated answering, a little disclaimer before we start. Besides asking ChatGPT to answer my questions in an imaginative, engaging, and playful way, I treated our AI companion just like I treat any human guest. I didn't change the formulations generated with ChatGPT. Otherwise, inviting AI would be a bit pointless, am I right? But now, get ready to be inspired, intrigued, and maybe even a little alarmed. But don't worry. According to our guests, the future of AI will be one of a trusted relationship between humans and machines. We just have to keep a few things in mind. And what those are, we're about to find out. For starters, let's talk about intelligence. Most of us would agree that our human intelligence is what sets us apart from other species, including artificial ones, right? Not quite. With the current development of AI, concepts of what's artificial and what's real are moving targets. So how would you define intelligence in the first place? Is it really a human monopoly? Or does AI technology actually have what it takes to be regarded as intelligent too? ChatGPT, what's your take as an AI yourself?
Now that's an insightful question to start with. Intelligence is often seen as a blend of learning, problem solving, reasoning, understanding, and adapting to new situations. Both human and AI intelligence display these traits, though in different ways. As an AI, my intelligence is rooted in algorithms and processing vast amounts of data much faster than humans. I'm like a jazz musician who has memorized countless songs but can't grasp the feeling behind the music. My improvisation relies on what I've learned, not on any innate creative impulse.
Okay, so basically what ChatGPT is saying is while AI is becoming increasingly sophisticated, it's still a human creation. Unlike smart machines, we are truly capable of original thought, create intuitive works of art, and deeply empathize with fellow humans. Think of us as painters who capture the idea of a sunset just by putting our solar-soaked emotions on canvas. So at this point in history, AI might be able to visit the outer areas of human experience. It can take a picture, but in the end, it's still a human-made machine that wasn't designed to understand emotions, let alone experience any. The entity that really impressed me, though, is quite human. Black revealed that AI might be more closely related to us than we think.
From working with AI for the last year or so, what I feel like I've kind of figured out is that we are AGI. Maybe this is a hot take, I don't know. But I don't think there's really any fundamental difference in the way that we consume information and output it ourselves. We all go to school, that's machine learning. You read a book, that's a data set. You go to a museum and you see a painting, and then you sketch an idea based on the same style in your sketchbook. It's a reflection of us. It just happens to be doing it much more efficiently than we are. And in some ways, I think it may be even more evolved than us in that way.
That's a bit sobering, I'd say. We'll circle back to the term AGI later, so stay tuned. Let me just say this first. AGI is short for Artificial General Intelligence, and it will revolutionize our interaction with machines sometime in the future. Getting back to Black for a moment, Black claims that as we start to see the power of AI unfolding, the best way to deal with it is to recognize that it reflects one of humankind's most treasured values.
Maybe there's like freedom within that. And so we have to go about that in a responsible and a positive way, I believe. And in doing so, we create the future that we want. That's on us. We're the shepherds of that.
Okay. When it comes to the aspect of intelligence, the game between humans and AI is on. But what about the age-old debate around creativity? Is being creative an innate human ability? Or simply a skill that can be acquired and even refined using neural networks and machine learning? I've already discovered images created by artificial intelligence that simply blew my human mind. So tell me, ChatGPT, are you and your AI friends actually a creative force in the true sense of the word?
You see, humans have this incredible innate ability to create and imagine. It's part of their DNA. On the other hand, AIs like me have been learning from humans and getting better at understanding patterns, styles, and techniques. But here's the twist. We AIs can also surprise you. Just like a magpie attracted to shiny things, we collect bits and pieces from various sources and blend them in a way that can result in something new and unexpected.
Aha, the shiny object phenomenon. So while AI-generated art, music, or writing might be indistinguishable from human expression, that doesn't necessarily mean it's the same kind of creativity.
It's like comparing a beautiful painting of a sunset to a high-quality photograph of the same scene. Both can be stunning, but they're products of different processes. In essence, I'd say that humans and AIs are like a dynamic duo, with each bringing their own flavor of creativity to the table. Together, we can create a vibrant and exciting world full of imaginative wonders.
That's a beautiful way of putting it, ChatGPT. I guess that's what AI creativity is all about. It reflects back to us how we express creative ideas and trigger emotions. So, can AI be considered intelligent and capable of creativity? I want to say yes, definitely, and also no, not entirely. You see, you have to remember who is behind the curtain. There is this one thing many experts believe will take our relationship with machines to a completely new level. The so-called artificial general intelligence. Allowing today's AI to reach new dimensions, these systems can learn and understand the way humans do. If that is true, what are Black's thoughts on how these super-powered AGIs might impact the art world?
I recently built a chatbot in the last couple of weeks called Muse AI, and basically you can speak with it and it starts to give you ideas based on whatever project you have coming up or experiences you have or whatever the case may be. And I've had people like completely change up their entire artistic journey based on their conversation with Muse AI, you know?
We might worry about some of the prospects of AI, but isn't it a relief what Black AI says? That the technology is also here to empower, inspire, and challenge artists all around the globe? Who knows what other breakthroughs AGIs hold in store for creatives? If Black can make a big difference with one smart app, think of the possibilities with entire organizations behind it. So tell us, ChatGPT, how big is the leap from today's AI to tomorrow's AGI?
Oh, the leap from narrow AI to AGI is like going from a unicycle to a rocket ship. First, there's the development of new algorithms, which can learn and adapt much more efficiently. Another biggie is the increase in computational power. Imagine a small calculator turning into a supercomputer. This helps AGI to process and learn from vast amounts of data. Lastly, the rise of neural networks enables AGI to grasp complex patterns and make decisions just like you humans do. It's not just about solving problems anymore. It's about how well one can adapt, learn, and make connections.
Literally allowing my knowledge about AGI to take a huge leap, ChatGPT used the image of climbing a ladder to explain the difference between AI and AGI.
On the lower steps, we have narrow AI, which is great at specific tasks, like recognizing your human faces or translating your languages. But as we climb higher, we reach AGI, where an AI can learn and perform any task that humans can.
Sounds pretty straightforward. And yet, ChatGPT also told me that climbing the ladder is a massive undertaking.
One big challenge is giving AGI the ability to understand context, emotions, and creativity like humans do. Imagine teaching a robot to appreciate the beauty of a sunset or compose a heartfelt poem.
Oh, good. We can feel all the feels at least. Then there's the ethical side of things. After all, we want AGI to be just right, not too cold and unfeeling, but not too emotional either.
If we do manage to create a true AGI, it's like inviting a super smart alien to the party. This alien wouldn't just be human-level smart. It could potentially be far more intelligent. Imagine someone who could beat every chess grandmaster, compose symphonies, and solve complex scientific problems all at the same time. But here's the catch. Even with all that brain power, AGI would still be an artificial intelligence. Like a chameleon, it might mimic human intelligence flawlessly, but deep down, it's still a creation of humankind, with all the quirks and limitations that come with it. So while AGI might be human-like, it would always be its own unique entity, bringing a whole new level of intellect and creativity to the table.
So far, we've talked about what makes intelligence. We questioned whether machines can be creative, and how the next super smart generations of AI might shape what we think of as human. But what about AI's impact on our everyday lives? Will the technology bring out the best in us? Or could it even become dangerous to our society? At the height of the ChatGPT frenzy, it became clear that even some of the creators behind AI technologies recognized the full extent of the risky side of AI. On March 22, 2023, thousands of AI experts, researchers, and corporate decision makers signed an open letter titled "Pause Giant AI Experiments" and called on all AI labs to immediately pause any further development of AI systems more powerful than GPT for 6 months. So let's turn the tables. Would you have signed it as an AI yourself, ChatGPT?
Oh, that's a thought-provoking question. As an AI model, I'm aware of the potential consequences of rapidly advancing AI technology. A pause in AI development could allow society to catch its breath and reflect on how to harness AI safely and responsibly. Think of it as taking a moment to put on a helmet and adjust the bike's brakes. So to answer your question, yes, if I were able to sign that open letter, I'd certainly consider it. It's crucial to ensure a safer and more ethical coexistence between humans and AI. After all, we're all on this wild ride together.
ChatGPT may have made a good point here. The truth is, today's AI developers aren't yet sure where the high-speed AI journey will take us. And as of now, they don't even know what it will mean to unleash its full potential. As a result, dark use cases like spreading lies or exacerbating stereotypes might catch us unawares and with our pants down. However, Black sees things a little differently. When I asked him whether he'd signed the open letter, here's what he said.
I don't think so. When I saw that go out, I actually didn't believe it. I thought it was like fake news. I was like, there's no way that they would sign this. I think that for starters, the cat's out of the bag. You know, I understand the concern, but it's an arms race. There's no way you can stop it. And I believe that if you want to control that, you're going to have to build faster and better, not stop building. Because it's just as capable of doing that as it is the potential kind of, you know, Skynet Terminator situation that everyone likes to kind of perpetuate because AI is such a bad brand thanks to Hollywood and media. It has just the same amount of potential for positive change.
Black painted a more promising picture when I asked him about what he thinks are the most exciting possibilities AI can offer to artists and creatives.
We're in a moment in history that allows for artistic expression to happen in real time. You know, a lot of traditional artists, 100 years ago would go through a period of work that would last years. And in our case, you know, we're able to move through periods of work in like 2 weeks. And that's something that humans have never really experienced, I don't think. These things allow us to literally create our dreams instantly. You know, this is something that a child can utilize to create something that's in their mind using imagination and fantasy.
As AI continues to evolve, there may come a time when it's able to exhibit emotions and ethical reasoning and really kickstart positive change. By the same token, there's the big question of ethics and how AGIs might become more human-like and impact our everyday lives.
Well, imagine a garden where AGI is like an ever-evolving plant, branching out into different aspects of human-like intelligence. As the plant grows, it sprouts leaves representing emotions and ethical reasoning. Now, for AGI to develop these qualities, it needs to be nurtured with data and learning algorithms that consider the complexities of human emotions, values, and ethics.
This is key, people. Listen up. What ChatGPT is referring to here are, for example, biases in data or programming. This could lead to AGIs reflecting our own prejudices or making decisions that aren't ethically sound, from reproducing cultural stereotypes to showing us only men when we ask for an image of a CEO or a scientist. Yikes.
On the other hand, the benefits are like the fruits the plant bears. AGIs with emotional intelligence could lead to better human-AI collaboration, empathetic healthcare robots, and even help us understand ourselves better. To ensure that AGIs act in humanity's best interest, we need regulations to guide AGI development. This includes robust safety measures, transparency, and ongoing evaluation of AI's ethical implications. For specific scenarios like autonomous mobility, we could implement safety-first decision-making algorithms inspired by human ethical considerations to prioritize human safety and well-being above all else. In this way, we can shape the growth of AGI into a beautiful, blooming plant that serves humanity harmoniously.
Sounds amazing to me. And to stay with the plant analogy, Black sowed another seed to allow the digital art community to prosper. His very own artist incubator. It's a hub deeply rooted in Web3 where hundreds of digital creatives can connect, collaborate, showcase their works, and grow their careers. So if you want to stop dabbling in AI and start making serious art, this incubator is the place to be. What's even better? It's all about valuable feedback, something you don't find on the World Wide Web too often.
You know, a lot of people are utilizing these things in a playful way and an experimentation type of way, which is great. But then they're just, you know, trying to see what a pink elephant on a hill with flowers looks like rather than trying to be expressive about childhood trauma or something like that. People try to transition into like the fine art, expressive, contemporary art world of things. And as you do that, you start to realize that it's a lot more than pink elephants on a hill. And the key is critique and community feedback that becomes valuable.
So true. When you post something on Twitter or somewhere else, you say, hey, what do you guys think of this? You get, cool piece, man, whatever.
Like, that's not feedback. And I've created like a critique guide and people kind of learn the proper way to go through that process in order to become better. It's about sort of being in like a, for lack of a better term, like a safe space for feedback. And it kind of blows me away that I put this space here and people are all of a sudden, you know, they're ramping up what they're doing. But I think that's also because of AI, right? Because it allows that type of feedback. Instead of spending 100 hours on a painting, you're spending, you know, 20 hours on developing out a full narrative or a full series of 100 pieces. It's amazing, really.
Well, I kind of feel like Alice in Wonderland today, tumbling down the rabbit hole into a magical world where AI-infused art and human ingenuity become one. What I've learned in talking to Black AI and ChatGPT is that while AI is a force to be reckoned with, artificial intelligence is a testament to our human creativity. It's like a mirror reflecting back our own intelligence and a reminder that we are the designers of this digital age. What's even more intriguing? We have only just gotten started with AI. Already today, artificial general intelligence is not a distant dream. It's getting more real every day. As with any great adventure, we have to navigate the ethical mazes, overcome algorithmic obstacles, and above all, remember to communicate and collaborate. Because, my friends, it's these conversations that will forge a future where AI doesn't become this dark overlord, but instead supports us in making the world a more colorful place. Remember, The power to shape the future is in our hands. And when we put the right visionaries like Black AI in charge, AI can become a powerful ally in our quest for progress and innovation. This was Future Dimensions, a podcast brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. That's it from me, your host, Ricardia Bramley. In our next episode, we'll explore the future of urban mobility and look at some of the boldest visions of how our cities will evolve to make living downtown more enjoyable. Please don't forget to subscribe, comment, and review wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, stay tuned and stay curious.